This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest coming all the way from Australia. His name is James Nathaniels. He is the CEO of Propank Health Group Corp, symbol PPCH, on the OTCQB. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Everett.
Before we go any further, I do want to give a disclaimer to the viewers out there that Uptick News Wire does have a vested interest in Propank Health Group Corp, symbol PPCH. We are officially their IR service. Also, I personally own approximately a little bit over 700,000 shares of the company. So, James, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us the history of yourself and the company, and we'll get right into this.
Sure. Thanks. Basically, I'm born and bred in Melbourne, Australia. I basically have an applied chemistry and biochemistry background, and also did some business studies specializing in entrepreneurship. I've got now close to 20 years experience within the pharmaceutical and biotech sectors, of which about half of that has been spent in oncology. And essentially, my disciplines are focusing on product development, regulatory affairs, manufacturing, and strategic marketing. So essentially, the company as well was formed in late 2007, and it was essentially as a result of a medical doctor who's now our chief scientific officer, Dr. Julian Kenyon, initiating some compassionate use of a proenzyme treatment to extend the life of a number of his terminally ill patients.
And now we're definitely going to get into that. And for my viewers that don't know much about Propank Health Group, you guys are an emerging healthcare company focusing on new proprietary treatments for the cancer patients.
That's correct.
And so. Give us a little bit of what you guys are doing out there to solve some of the cancer problems. Update us what you guys have been doing the last 30 to 90 days.
Okay. Well, basically, we have a lead product called PRP, which is basically consisting of two proenzymes. And these proenzymes essentially are looking to alter the pathways in and around the cancer cell. And as a result, most interestingly, we've discovered that we are actually inducing these cancerous cells to turn back towards normal behavior. And just recently, we have filed a third patent now confirming that we target cancer stem cells. And they're a doubly dangerous type of cell compared to what they call normal cancer cells, because these cells basically become motile and invasive when they are stem cell-like, and they are resistant to existing forms of treatment. So in essence, as we've confirmed all along since we first started the company and my colleague Dr. Kenyon first administered proenzymes to extend the lives of some terminally ill patients who are already metastatic, we believe we have potentially unlocked a real secret about how to prevent these cancer stem cells from seeding new metastases. We're hoping that this could be a long-term treatment option for the prevention of metastatic cancer.
Understandable, and that's exciting. Your lead product is PRP. Is that an acronym for something? Can you explain how to break that down? What exactly is that technology that you guys are bringing online and are going to be bringing that to human trials here in about 12 to 18 months?
Yes. Well, basically, PRP is just an acronym, really, that's derived from the company name. And it's to do with the fact that the ingredients behind this treatment are pancreatic proenzymes. And pancreatic proenzymes, the ones that are in the formulation, are trypsinogen and chymotrypsinogen. And these proenzymes are inactive when they're first administered into the body. But once they basically are exposed to the tumor site, they become activated and they become in their active form, which is trypsin and chymotrypsin. And it's then starting to do some amazing work by altering a number of pathways around the cell, changing the environment around the cell. As well as that, it interacts on the receptors of the cell surface and triggering a series of alterations, which is pushing these cancerous cells back to becoming what they call epithelial-like rather than mesenchymal. And the mesenchymal cells are more stem cell-like. The epithelial cells are actually more normal functioning cells. And in actual fact, we've confirmed scientifically that we have induced pancreatic cancer cells to start even secreting insulin and glucagon again, which is just amazing. On top of that, yes, and on top of that, we've also confirmed with colorectal cancer cells that their microvilli increases. Now, microvilli is an important property of normal colorectal cells, in order to increase absorptivity in the lower intestine. So these are tremendous implications for what we see as a potential long-term treatment for cancer.
One of our listeners just sent me an email and wanted me to ask, a lot of these R&D companies that concentrate in emerging health products, proprietary treatments for cancer, usually have a funding problem. That's not the case with Propanic, is it?
No, it's not the case, Everett. We secured a $4 million financing through a hedge fund late last year. This funding will be sufficient to enable us to complete all the preparation for patient trials, which we hope to initiate by the end of this year or early next. So this is very exciting for us because we can complete some of the animal safety toxicology studies, which we are now planning to do. We are also, in parallel, commencing the GMP manufacturing process, which stands for Good Manufacturing Process. And basically, these are the regulations that we require to produce batches of the product for our clinical trials. So we're really now in an exciting phase of the development program for PRP, and we believe that by the end of the year, ideally, if we're in patients, we'll have achieved some good things leading into the following year.
Today, my guest has been James Nathaniels. He's the CEO of PPCH on the OTCQB, and that is Propanic Health Group Corp. In closing, James, is there anything that you'd like to tell the listeners that we have not talked about?
Yes, I think I would like to just mention that as well as the financing, we're working very hard on our research programs with our research partners. We've filed, as I mentioned, a patent just recently regarding the halting of cancer stem cell progression and eradicating cancer stem cells. But we also filed a second patent late last year. So it means that we have at least three key patents and expect to file divisional patents. So we're in an exciting time for our program and believe that all of these important steps could become very attractive for potential licensing suitors, which we hope to initiate discussions with as we move PRP forward into clinical trials.
How exciting. James, thanks again for coming on the show. We appreciate it. We'll be checking back with you in a couple of months to see what kind of stuff you guys have in the hopper and what you've got accomplished. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Everett. Much appreciated.